Okay, so we are doing Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet. We started Sif Dalet last time, but I want to briefly go back for a moment to Sif Gimel, which we skipped last time. We're not going to focus too much on this because it's not our sugya, but it's worth at least pointing out one or two ha'aros. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Gimel, Im ein lo yayin ela kos echad, a person only has one cup of wine, menicho ad la'achar hamazon umevar chalav, leave it for after benching, and so you could use it for benching. Now, the question is this something you have to do, and when? So, if you look at the Gemara Pesachim, Kof Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, from a Braisa, from a Mishnah, and Bracho, Shmami na berkas hamazon tuna kos. And the Pashtus in that Gemara, as most Rishonim like Tosas point out, is that even biyachid, in other words, if I'm going to have a meal all by myself, I must bench al hakos. And the simple reading of the Gemara is it's not just optional, as Tosfos maintains, but mandatory. However, the Rambam paskins that Birkas HaMazon eina teuna kos. That's in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes Vav. He writes, Afal pi she'ein Birkas HaMazon tricha yayin. If you do a kos, then he tells you all the halachos. So the question is why? What happened to the Gemara? The Gemara said, Shmami Tuna Kos. So the Ran in Pesachim, Chavav Amud Aleph, says that the answer is that it's only mitzvah min amovchar. When the Gemara says, Shmami Na Berkas Tuna Kos, I mean, mitzvah min amovchar, but not mandatory like Tosfos. The Rashba says, no, here's a different answer. We don't pass them like that, Gemara. It's true, the Gemara on Kuf Hei, the Braisa says tuna kos, but we don't pass them like that opinion. Now, what's interesting is that according to all these Rishonim, there doesn't seem to be a difference between one and three people. Meaning to say, there is, in both cases, whether one or three people, either you need a kos or it's mitzvah min amovchar. However, the Zohar, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, is mechalek between one and three. So what is the halacha? So the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Beis paskins, recites three opinions. Yesh omrim shebirkas hamazon tuna kos afilu biyachid, and you must do it. Yesh omrim eina tuna kos ela bishlosha, and yesh omrim sheina tuna kos at all, even bishlosha. The Rama says that it's mitzvah min amovchar levarach al hakos, presumably even biyachidus, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that our minhag is not to do it biyachidus. I know of only one person who's makbid to bench al hakos biyachidus, and therefore, in light of that, we have to figure out what's the pshat in our simen. In other words, our simen, without any clarification, just says, leave it for after benching. Now, the Mechaber says that. As we mentioned before, the Mechaber brings down three opinions in Simen Kuf Pei Bei. So which view is he saying this? Is he saying this according to the opinion that it's teunikos? Ain't it teunikos? One, three, what? Not clear. So presumably, the answer is that this is going according to the opinion that it's mitzvah min amuvchar. And therefore, the Mechaber is saying, even if you hold that it's mitzvah min amuvchar, the better thing to do would be to leave it till after benching. Look, I'm going to drink a cup of wine anyway, so I may as well do it in the way that's best. In other words, certainly you would have to do this if you hold it's obligatory, like the first opinion in the Mechaber over there. But even if you don't hold the first opinion over there, and you would maintain that it's mitzvah min amovchar, in which case, once again, it's the proper thing to do. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here, well, first of all, but in light of what the Mishnah Berurah says over there, that our minhag is not to do it when there's just one person, so then presumably this halacha over here wouldn't apply if it's just one person. Because we don't anyway bother, even when we have wine available, to do it with one person. So in that case, this would be relevant if there are three people, this halacha, if there are three people, and you just have one cup of wine, so better save it after the meal and thereby bench al hakos. The Mishnah Berurah adds a kenech, though, which is that according to the Mordechai, and though we don't paskin like this Mordechai, the Mishnah Berurah thinks we should be choshish for it, if a person eats a lot, so they're full, but they're still thirsty because they don't have anything to drink, so they're not chayv in birkas hamazon midoraisa because they're not fully sated. And therefore, in this case, if the only cup drink you have is this cup of wine, then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, better actually to drink a dafka during the meal and thereby be chayv birkas hamazon midoraisa, even according to the Mordechai, then save it till after the meal where you're only going to have it als mitzvah min hamofchar. Okay. So now returning to Sif Dalet. So we already introduced this topic last time of Sif Dalet. We noted the three deos in Rishonim in terms of if you make Havdalah and then you immediately have a Malav Malka and you want to drink wine in the Malav Malka, do you need to make Nubor Pir Gafen? Now, the Shulchan Aruch ruled in his second opinion that if you wash before Havdalah, then you wouldn't need to make a Bori Priya Gafen during for the wine during the meal. So what do? I make Al Netilas Yadayim, I make Havdalah, then I make a Motzi. And it sounds like that's not a Hefsek. And the question is why? Now, Aaron, who's a big bucky in Hefsek between Al Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, was probably especially troubled by this, because this isn't right. So you look at the Magen Avraham over here, as well as Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudal, they say, you know what, this isn't a hefsek. Since you're planning to eat right after you make Havdalah, and you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, so therefore, it's Me'inyan Hasuda. Now, even though we said before, Me'inyan Hasuda is only B'diavad, but it's only B'diavad between the hamotzi and the eating, but between the al-natilas adam and the hamotzi, then it's l'chatchila. That seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham are assuming. And therefore, they seem to be saying, okay, l'chatchila over here, you could wash and then make your havdalah and then make your hamotzi. Now, this isn't really relevant for us at Motzei Shabbos. Most people don't drink wine in havdalah. But it is relevant for Kiddush. L'chora, the same svara should apply for Kiddush. In other words, Kiddush, I also can't eat before Kiddush. So therefore, making Kiddush after Al Netil Sidan, before Hamotzi, would be okay. And it sounds like over here, 100% L'chatchila wouldn't be a hefsek. And this is an afgamina. So now, afgamina, first of all, let's say you're a guest at a Yakish, a person's house. You could follow their minhag without worrying about it. This is the Yakish minhag. That might be okay anyway, because I'm in a makom. But I think another example where this might be relevant is on Sukkos. Sometimes people have a shayla of Kiddush b'makom suda. If they were to make Kiddush in a sukkah, go into the house to wash, assuming especially if their house isn't connected to their sukkah, their house, let's say their sukkah is in their driveway, they have to go up the stairs and down, and then back into the sukkah. It's not pashut that would be a problem with Kiddush B'makom Suda, but it's at very least a shayla in the summer shiur, and we talked about this extensively. So shayla of Kiddush B'makom Suda. So one solution that some poskim say is, okay, even if the rest of the year you're not going to be a yekeh, on Sukkos you'll be a yekeh, you'll wash al natil yadayim, then you'll make Kiddush in the sukkah, then you'll go right into bread and make hamotzi. So based off of our simon, l'chari, you could be medayik that is mutar l'chatchila. The problem is that this is not pashut. Certainly, if you look at the sugya m'sachem kuf up on the base and Rashbam over there, it's not pashut that you're allowed to do this l'chatchila at the very least. But forget gemara; it's a stira in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch and simon reish ayin aleph sif yud beis seems to be machriya that you're not allowed to wash before Kiddush. Again, the Ramah said it's okay. And in fact, the Ramah writes that's the minhag, though it's not our minhag except for Yakis. But the Ramah was okay. But the Mechaber, at least the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham were medayik over there, said you're not supposed to wash before Kiddush, als hefsek, and that's the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, both say that in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. It says over there, the Mechaber writes, Achar Shekideish al Hakos Notel Yadav Umivarchal Natzilas Yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Magen Avraham, the lo kodem kideish lo yafsek bekiddush bein Natzilas Yadayim lamotzi. In other words, we have a stira now in Shulchan Aruch. Over here, by Havdalah, he seems to have no problem with the notion of making Havdalah after Al Natzilas Yadayim before Hamotzi. And yet in Hilchos Kiddush, the Mechaber seems to object. Now in the Rishonim, it's not a stira necessarily, because our Tosfos in Brachos, who's okay with this, Tosfos on Membeis and Midbeis, is also, Tosfos in Pesachim is also okay with that in terms of Kiddush. So it's not a problem in the Rishonim, but in the Mechaber, it seems strange. Yes, you have to say that in the Mechaber, the truth is so same over there, like the opinion that you shouldn't do it. Over here, the Mechaber brings the opinion of Tosfos as a Yesh Omrim. Now, you could add, I think that's the answer. In other words, it is, in a certain sense, a little bit of a steer in the Mechaber, but if you learn like the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah and Reish Ayin Aleph, but the answer is that the Mechaber would acknowledge it's a machlokes, and he's saying this according to that opinion. In other words, bedas tostos. You might add that by Kiddush, there's no reason to wash Al Natzilas Yadayim beforehand, so l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. Mashen kein b'havdalah, if you want to drink wine during your Malava Malka, then maybe this is Dafka good Eitzah to be Mamayit and Brachos and avoid a Safik Brachos. So maybe that's why it's less objectionable over here. Now, another very interesting thing that comes up over here in our Sif is Kavana Shalolatzis. As we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Machlokas about this question, about whether the Bari Priya Gafen on Havdalah wine works for the Malava Malka. And the Mechaber writes that since it's a machlokas, so the best thing to do is to have in mind that it not work. His lashon is, hilkach hamavdil kodem netila, yechavein shelo lahotzi yayin shebetol chasuda. So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eg over here, he quotes the Tefuah Shor. Tefuah Shor is in Yaradayasim and Yotas, by Hilchos Shechita, Sif Katan Yudzayin. And there he writes that Kavana Shalolatzeis doesn't work. The example over there is, let's say you are planning to shech two animals. So you have Kavana in the first one on the Shechita, only for the first one. So does that work? So the Tefuah Shor says, no, it doesn't work. You're planning to shech two animals anyway. You have two animals right here. Having kavana not to include the second one doesn't work. It's not just inappropriate. Everybody might agree it's inappropriate. Alts ribui bracho shelo tzorech, but it doesn't even work. That's what the Tefuah Shor says. Not everybody agrees with the Tefuah Shor. The Pri Chadash and Rav Avadia in Yabia Omer Chelak Chasim and Chavav writes, this is the opinion of Rav Poskim, disagree with the Tefuah Shor. They would say, again, it's inappropriate to do this, but because you're being marbed the brachos, but it works.
But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say b'di'evad, though, no? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say b'di'evad to have kavanah shalolatzeis.
Yeah, but that could be because here it's a safek brachos. In other words, as we've seen before, riboy brachos shelo letzorech b'makom safek brachos is okay, just like the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch over here says that it's to latzeis yedei behag, you can make the bracha on water beforehand. So that problem is not an issue. But the bigger problem is, do we have a mefurish Simon and Shulchan Aruch against the Tefuah Shor, right? Tefuah Shor knew this Simon and Shulchan Aruch. So what's he going to say? Isn't this a raya? And other many poskim say you should be choshish for the Tefuah Shor. So the Tzvur Shur himself addresses this. If you take a look, he asked the Kashan himself. And his basic answer is that here it's different because there are two, it's not just the Bori Priyagafen on a wine of Havdalah is different than the Bori Priyagafen of the wine during the meal. Ein Misham Raya, he writes, Dehasa Beina Kosos Minyan Echad. Shezeba, the mitzvah, the first cup is on the mitzvah Savdala, Vezeba, Lishtos, the cup of wine during the meal, is Stam drinking. Vesu de Hamotzi Mafsikasan. More of you say Hamotzi in the middle. Now, obviously, we don't hold that the Hamotzi is a hafsek. But there is a hafsek in some level, and therefore it's different. It's different. Whereas in the case of Shechita, there's no difference between the two animals, right? You're planning to shech two cows, Betsy and Bob. So there's no difference between Betsy and Bob. So Mimela, you can't shech Betsy and have in mind Dafka Betsy and not Bob, because Betsy and Bob are the same. Here you have two cups of wine, but they're not the same. One cup of wine is Havdalah wine, it's mitzvah wine. One type of wine is stone drinking wine. And therefore, it's different. Now, this is a chiddush, because one could have argued that according to the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, again, which we're trying to be yotzei, we're choshish for the first opinion, that's why you're having in mind not to be yotzei, there is no difference. Yeah, it's true, the second opinion, the Yesh Harim in the Shulchan Aruch, is choshish that the Bori Priyagafen and Havdalah wine is different, it doesn't cover it. But according to the first opinion, there's no difference. It's like any other Yayin Shalifnei Asuda, right? What is the logic of the first opinion? When you look in the Beis Yosef, they say this is like every time Yayin Shalifnei Amazon, Poter, say Yayin Shabbatoch Amazon. So you could have said that according to the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference. The Tzvur Shur is saying no, even though the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch does think that it would work, but they acknowledge it's still a difference. And therefore, Kavana is relevant. And the only time we say Kavana doesn't help is when the two things are exactly identical. Now, that's very important. It's sort of interesting because I was wondering if the Tzvur Shur really holds of this, because he brings a raya from the Leil Seder, that the Rishonim all clearing, do you make a Bori Priyagafen and a second cup of wine? And some Rishonim say yes, some Rishonim say no. So Tzvur Shur says, why didn't somebody just have this great Eitzah? Have in mind, when you say Kiddush not to be out, say that one. So he says, oh, you see, I'm right, it doesn't work. So now over there, it's also not the same exact, because that one is Kiddush and one is Maggid. But you have to say, yeah, but that's not, they're both mitzvah, right? So they're very similar to each other. Masha Ein Kain, over here, one is mitzvah and one is rishos, right? And therefore, it doesn't work. Now, why is this so relevant for us? So this actually comes back and is relevant for our discussions about dessert. If you recall, when we were learning about the question of brachos on dessert, one thing we considered was the possibility of simply having in mind when you make the bracha on hamotzi to exclude dessert, to exclude the cake, right? To exclude the cake. So does that work? So we said at the time, well, if you hold like the Tzvur Shur, it doesn't work necessarily. So maybe it's not such a good Eitzah. And we saw that most of the poskim didn't bring this Eitzah down. But having looked at the Tzvur Shur inside, you could make the case that he would be okay with that. Why? Because they're not the same. One of them is bread, which is the main course, and one of them is dessert. It's pas. So, Elamai, you're going to say no. Because why are we so worried about dessert? Because maybe dessert is pas gamor, right? And if it's pas gamor, so then they're really the same. So the question is going to be, if you hold like the Torah Shor, the Torah Shor agrees when there's a difference, then you could have kavana shelo latzeis. Is that difference enough? Is the difference between bread that's the main course versus bread that's dessert enough to say that the Torah Shor would be moda or not? And that's going to be the shayla. That's going to be the shayla. Okay. I'm turning, yes.
When we talk about Yayin Lishros versus Yayin Lishdos, would we also say that that's a similar difference, or because they're both ultimately for eating?
Well, I mean, there it doesn't work, Taka.
Right.
And the reason is either because one is more chashav, that seems to be the main reason in the Rishonim, or because they're serving a different purpose. But the point is, again, the reason why I think some poskim don't like applying the Torah Shor to this case is because, to the case of dessert, is because if they are pas gamor, in other words, if you're going to treat pas abakisnin as actual safek pas, I mean, not true pas abakisnin, but cake, cookies, things like that, is true safek pas, so then they're not dissimilar enough, and therefore the Torah Shor won't be moda. Okay, turning to Sif Hay. So we paskin over here that someone who has in mind to only drink one cup, and then he changes his mind, and he says, no, I'm going to have another cup of wine, so he needs to make a bracha. The Taz writes, Hu adin l'nin achila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, Sif Katan Yud Ches. So for example, a person goes ahead, and they buy themselves a couple of slices of bread. And then after they're done, they're still hungry, they send somebody else to get them some more slices of bread. So they would have to make a new hamotzi, because why should wine be different than food? The Mishnah Berurah says, that's because ma'isav mochichen alav shaloi b'dayto lechol kiin halechem shekana. Otherwise he would have bought more the first time. But if you have other bread in your house, you just took out three slices originally, and then you go back to take some more, then you wouldn't have to make another bracha, because that's the way people eat at home. They take some, and they always know, maybe this isn't going to be enough. I'm going to want to go back to the pantry and get some more. Fine. That's pashut. So the shaila is, what about at a restaurant? What about at the caf? I order two slices of pizza, and then I decide, oh, you know what? After I finish two slices, I'm still hungry, and I order some fries. I'm in the caf, and I get some food. And after I'm done that, I go back. I decide I'm still hungry. I go back to get some more stuff. Do we say that it's like the case of the Taz, where you go out to the store, you send somebody to the store to buy more stuff, and you need to make a new bracha? Or do we say it's more like your house going back to the pantry? In other words, even though you have to buy it, you're at a restaurant, you have to pay for it, you might have to go back into the cafeteria and buy it, but still, that's more like your house. So I think it's mistaber that it's more like your house. And I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Dirshu No. 23, says more or less the same thing, that in this case, it's not mochiach shelo ratzo lechol od, and therefore, if you go back to buy some more stuff in the cafeteria, in the restaurant, whatever it is, then you would not need to make another bracha. Now, in the cases where you do need to make another bracha, right? Like the example of the Taz. So I think we could understand it in one of two ways, and we'll see there's a big nafkamina. In the case where you have to make another bracha, is the pshat that the reason why I have to make another bracha on my second cup of wine, the second piece of bread, because I only had in mind originally to have one piece of bread or one cup of wine. And therefore, when I go for a second one, I need to make a new bracha? Or is the pshat that when I finished my first cup of wine and my first slice of bread, I was nimlach, I decided I'm done. And as we know, anytime you're nimlach, you decide you're done eating. If you want to eat more, you have to make a new bracha. So what would the nafkamina be? If you send someone to buy more before you finish your first cup, or if the Baal HaBayis gives me a second cup of wine before I finish the first one. If you hold that the reason why I have to make a bracha on the second cup of wine is because when you made the Brei Pirei Gafen in the first cup of wine, you had in mind only one cup, not more. So then, even if he gave you the second cup of wine when you weren't finished the first one, you'd still need to make a bracha on the second cup of wine. But if you hold that the pshat is that the reason why you have to make the bracha on the second cup of wine or the second slice of bread is because it's nimlach, so here you were in nimlach, because you already got the second one before you finished your first one. So there's no moment of nimlach. So what's the halach in this case? So if we look at simen kuf ayin tes, sif tes zayin, it says, is that Mishnah? And you know what? Take a look. I don't know if you looked into this, but at the very least, kedai to look out. I mean, sif katan tes zayin in Mishnah Berurah. So just please open that up. Kofayin tes sif katan tes zayin. He writes that if somebody gives you a second cup of wine, even though you didn't finish the first cup of wine, you need to make a bracha again. In other words, you see that the first sad is correct, right? I make a bracha on the first cup of wine, expecting only one cup of wine. Halfway through the first cup, he gives me a second cup. I still need to make a Brei Pirei Gafen on the second cup. Okay, so that's great. That was our first sad. Now, keep your finger in a place. Turn now to Mishnah Berurah, Resh Vav, Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Here he's talking about a case of someone who made a bracha on one thing and they brought him more of a different min that has the same bracha. So it depends. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't finish the first one before the time he brings you the second one, then you don't need to make a bracha on the second one. But if you finished the first one before you made a bracha on the second one, then you do have to make a bracha on the second one. So here, it's clear like the second sad. In other words, it depends. Did you finish your first slice? If you finished your first slice, make a new bracha. If he brings you the second slice before you finish the first slice, it's not talking about slices of bread here. It's talking about something that's the same bracha, but a different min, but seemingly the same idea, then the halacha is that you don't need to make a bracha. In other words, here he clearly holds like the second sad. So, and by the way, over here, with respect to this din, Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds, this is quoted over there, Simen Reish Vav, Dirshu, note 46, that it's not just that if he brings you the second thing before you finish the first one, you don't need to make a bracha. But even if you did, if you didn't bring it out yet, but you had das before you finished the first one, it's good enough. In other words, because what's the logic? What was the second sad that we said before? It's dependent on nimlach. So as long as he told you he was going to bring you something else before you finished the first one, and he said, oh, great. Thank you for agreeing to bring that to me, even if he didn't bring it out yet, then it's not nimlach, and you don't need to make a new bracha. Similar thing, the Kaf HaChayim says over here, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Kaf HaChayim Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. It's quoted also over here, note 22 in the Dirshu, that if you are not Misayim eating the bread before you send the guy out to buy more bread, then you don't need to make new bracha when he comes back, right? In other words, I have three slices in front of me of bread. I make hamotzi. After two slices of bread, I realize, you know, I'm going to want a fourth one. So I send somebody out to the store to get me another slice of bread. I finish my third slice, and then he comes back and brings me the fourth slice. No bracha. Why? Because it's totally a nimlach. So again, like the second tzad. So b'kitzur, we have a stira. We'll call it a stira between Mishnah Berurah Kuf, Ayin, Tes Zayin, and Mishnah Berurah Resh Vav Chaf Beis. Right? That is our stira. Now, the truth is, it's probably two Gersaus in the Magen Avraham, Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Katan Vav, if you could open that up. The Magen Avraham writes, Vafilu lo shasa kol kos harishon, even if you didn't finish the first cup, if they give you another cup and you didn't have it in mind, tzarech levarech kemo shekasav b'yaredeya simen yod tesav zayin. So this is that first tzad that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, right? As long as they bring this, even if they bring the second cup, before you finish the first cup, then you have to make a new bracha. Now here he gives us a marmakom. He says, look at Yaredeya. So let's look at Yaredeya, Simen Yod Tesav Zayin. What does it say over there? Hayu lefanav harbe lishchot uvir chal shchita. I have two animals to shecht, Betsy and Bob. I shecht Betsy, and then before I get a chance to shecht Bob, they bring me another animal, Jill. So do I need to make a bracha or not? So it depends. If they brought Jill after I shechted Bob, then I need to make a new bracha. I didn't have her in mind. But if they bring Jill before I shechted Bob, though after I shechted Betsy, so then I don't need to make a bracha on Jill. This is it now. If so, the Magen Avraham makes zero sense. Because Yoredeya is the exact opposite of what he's saying, right? This is the second tzad. The Magen Avraham says, I'm going to paskin like the first tzad, and I'll bring you a raya, like it says in Yoredeya. But when you look up in Yoredeya, it's the exact opposite of what he says. So what's going on? So if you look at the Shar HaTzion, he writes that the Griv changes this. And it comes out, the Magen Avraham is saying the opposite of what he says. Now, I looked for this Griv, and I couldn't find it. They're supposed to be in the back of the Shulchan Aruchs, and there are other Grivs, but I couldn't find the one that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. But, so I don't know exactly what the Griv says, but it sounds to me like the Griv basically noted this stira and said, you know what? Magen Avraham doesn't mean if he gives you the second cup before you finish the second one, you don't have to make the bracha. He means if he brings you the second cup before you finish the second one, I mean, he doesn't say you do have to make a bracha. He says you don't have to make the bracha. He changes the Magen Avraham. He flips it over. Okay. Are there any other options? So if you take a look at the Prima Gadim, he also changes the Girsa to come out to the other conclusion. The Prima Gadim says, instead of saying, Kamosha Kasa Biaridea, he says, the lo dummy Lamasha Kasa Biaridea. That solves the problem. We have to figure out why it's lo dummy. But basically what he's saying is, brachos are different than Yaredeya. For some reason, when it comes to brachos, if he gives you the second cup, even though you haven't finished the first cup, you do need to make a bracha. But when it comes to Hilchos Shechita, you don't. And if you look, the Levush Esrad also learns that way. He changes the girsa to the ayin b'yaredeya, which ayin sort of oftentimes means look there and you'll see a difference. The Machzor Shekel also learns this way, though he doesn't change the girsa. So I don't know how the Machzor Shekel understands it. And the Levush Esrad on our Magen Avraham, namely Magen Avraham Simen Kuf Ayin Dalad Sif Katan Zayin, says the Magen Avraham is Lashitaso. In other words, in our simon as well, the Magen Avraham holds, if they bring the second cup before they finish the first cup, you would make a bracha. If you want to look at that up, it's not explicit in the Magen Avraham, in our simon, but this diuk is because the Magen Avraham says, Umoshitin lo, kolomar achar shabirich alarishon hoshitu lo. Anytime, even if I didn't finish the first cup, right? If they give me the second cup after the bracha, then I have to make a second bracha on the second cup. In other words, the Magen Avraham seems like he's Lishitaso, that the relevant moment is Shas HaBracha. If you have in mind the second cup when you made the first cup, then you don't need to make a bracha on the second cup. If you didn't, if at the time of the bracha you had in mind only to have one cup, it doesn't matter when they bring you the second cup, you need to make a bracha on the second cup. So it seems that the more correct understanding of the Magen Avraham is not the Griv, it's like the Prima Gadim, it's like the Levush HaYisrad, it's like the Machtzis HaShekel, but now we're back to Astira in the Mishnah Berurah. So what we're forced to do, leaving aside the Astira and Mishnah Berurah, even just understanding Magen Avraham in his own terms, is we have to be machalik between Hilchos Shechita and here. So what's the chiluk between here and Hilchos Shechita? So if you look at the Shaar Tzion, Ayin Tes, Sif Katan, Chaf. He says the difference is, Shechita is different, because we say over there, since he still has a bunch from the first ones left, he's Adayin Kavua L'Shchot. Mashen Ken Hacha, there's no Kvios for Achila Vishtia, because he just brought it to Derech Arayim. What does he mean to say? Why is it that, let's say in our Siman, you have to make a brach on every cup of wine? Why is it that the brach on the first cup of wine doesn't cover the second one? The answer is we're not talking about someone who was really invited to the meal and is going to have multiple cups of wine. We're talking about somebody who's crashed, right? I go ahead, you know, you're eating a meal, you're having a nice meal with your friends. I knock on your door, you know, say, I need to borrow some flour. And you say, oh, would you like a glass of wine? I say, sure, I'd love a glass of wine. And you give me a glass of wine. There's no kvias over here. Since there's no kvias, when I had the mind to borrow Priya Gafen, it was only that cup. So Mimela, if you give me a second cup of wine, I need to make a second borrow Priya Gafen. Masha'en Kane, when we're talking about where there is a kvias, like for the Shechita, you had five animals to shacht. So you're going to shacht a whole bunch of animals. There's the kvias l'shchot. So then, as long as they bring you the sixth animal before you finish the fifth animal, so there's no nimlach, it's okay. Now, if that's the yisha for the Magen Avraham, we could also be miyashiv the stira in the Mishnah Berurah between Reish Vav and Kofayin Tes. In Simin Reish Vav, we're talking about a case where you make a bracha on one thing. There is a kfias, and they bring you something that's different type of food, but the same bracha. So therefore, there was a kfias. So long as they bring it to me before I finish the first one, then I don't need to make another bracha. Mashenken came over here, where, like we said before, we're not talking about a kfias. So therefore, I have in mind only that thing, and therefore, I can't have more. So what comes out? We asked our original Chakira, right? The answer is yesh v'yesh. It depends. If there's a kfias or not. Sometimes the pshat is it's a limited bracha rishona, and therefore it doesn't matter when they bring you more. And sometimes the pshat is that it's like a nimlach, in which case it wouldn't matter if they bring you more. Okay. Now, what's the din if it's a safek? In other words, I didn't really know if I was going to drink more or get another cup or even drink in the first place. So the Rama over here writes as follows. Misha birech al kos berkas nisuin. Ve'eino yodeya lehechem yagiakos. So what's going on? Let's say Shavu Brachos. So probably during Corona, we don't have Shavu Brachos so much, and if we did, nobody's going to be drinking from the same cup. But in the olden days, so people like to drink from the Koshel Bracha. So what happens? The Mizame makes the Bori Priya Gafen on the thing. And now, I don't know if I'm going to get some wine or not. So what's the Halacha? So the Rama is saying, when I get to the wine, I have to make a Bari Priya Gafen. Why? Because I didn't know if I was going to get wine in the first place or not. That's what the Rama writes.
In the COVID era, they give Koshel Bracha Birkas HaMazon to everyone, so this way they don't need to share Koshel Bracha.
Aha. Okay, haven't seen that yet.
The Rush, though, doesn't. Not sure if you could fulfill Koshel Bracha like that.
Oh, that issue. Yeah, that's what we talked about. Well, if they're all holding their cups during the bracha, everybody would agree it's a kosher bracha. No? That's Mefurish and Gemara Pesachim.
That's the Yerushalmi, but...
It's not a Yerushalmi, it's a Bavli. It's the story about the
yeah,
guy...
Yeah, but I'm saying all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, that if you've kos b'yada, that's how he's able to be matan beforehand. meaning the old
man. Yeah, but even if you don't hold of that answer, the Yerushalmi, certainly, whether you could be makdim beforehand, it certainly has a din of a kosher bracha.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so again, it sounds like, though, back to what's relevant for us. So it sounds like from there that suffek, you need to make a bari priya gafen, right? But if you look at the Mishnah Brura, he says not that way. Mishnah Brura Chaf Beis writes, "Demistama enu mechabin latzeis beberkas hamivarich." We're talking about a case where you didn't expect to get it. Me'achash enu yodea im yagi alo. But let's say where I'm misupik, but I am the chavein, or I think there's a good chance, so then I wouldn't have to make a bracha, right? So I think, let's say, going back to the example of Shava Brachos, I think most of the time, or anytime people are mevarech ala kos and other people want to drink from the kosher bracha, Birkas HaMazon, most of the time, you know, it's pretty likely that if you want to get a sip, you can get a sip. You don't know for sure, right? It could be that the mezamen will drink the whole cup. He wants to make sure he has a revia so he can make a bracha achrona. You don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But you had in mind. So then you wouldn't have to make a bari priya gafen. And along similar lines, you see the Mishnah Brura again, Lashitaso also. That was in Chaf Beis, also Mishnah Brura Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol ma sheshosa v'soch asuda b'vracha achas, elim ken k'shabireth lo yadaito lishtos ala oso kos. Right? And the Mishnah Brura says, Ratzo lomar, shaya b'daito shalo lishtos ala oso kos. In other words, he's taking, again, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying and amplifying it. It's not like I didn't know, you know, I wasn't sure, but it's dafka haya b'daito shalo lishtos, in both cases. Okay. Turning to Sif Vav. Magen Avraham, Os Tes, says that the reason why Birkas HaMazon Birkas HaMazon potters the wine you drink before the meal is because the wine before the meal is coming to whet your appetite. Leftoach b'nei me'ayim, lehamshich adam l'taivas ha'maychol. In other words, we have a shaila here, right? When you make, and we're going to talk about this much more extensively in Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. That's really where we're going to talk about it. But now just as a hakdama, since it comes up over here, what's the halacha if you eat something before a meal? Is it covered by benching? And especially if you're not planning to eat more of that food during the meal. So is it covered by benching or no? Benching covers everything I ate during the meal. But since I made the bari priya gafen here before the meal, and I drank it before the meal, and I might not have even drank more during the meal, maybe the benching shouldn't cover this wine. But it does. Well, why does it? It does, we know it does, but why? So the Magen Avraham Sif Katan says, I'll tell you why. Because the reason why you're drinking this wine before your meal is to whet your appetite. So it's shayach to the suda, it's considered machmas asuda. Because a Muslim potters everything that's machmas asuda. Now you could ask. So that's why, again, when is this most relevant? It's relevant for Kiddush, right? Well, we make Kiddush, we drink wine, we don't necessarily drink any more wine during the meal, and we bench. We don't make an Alag Yefen. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham, I tell you why. Because you're drinking the wine to whet your appetite. Well, if that's true, you could clear, is that really true anymore? Is that way anybody drinks wine to whet the appetite? Not sure. But there's another reason. There's another reason. Mishnah Brura cites this as well. Maybe it's because wine is sa'id. Wine is sa'id. What does that mean? It's not actually so clear what it means. But the Gemara in Lamed Hem Beis says it, that the wine is a tremendous mile, it's Sayyid and Misameach. So since it's Sayyid, the Gemara even says that you should be able to, you should bench on wine if you're Kobe on wine, except we don't know if that's a kvias or not. But fundamentally, wine is a filling thing, and therefore it's Shayach to Birkas HaMazon. So that's true Bizman Hazeh as well. So even if the first Svara, the Svara of the Magen Avraham, isn't clear Bizman Hazeh, but the second Svara, Sayyid, is true Bizman Hazeh.
Doesn't it depend on how much you drink? Wasn't isn't there a Gemara about like the...
Yeah, that's Tosfos is Miyashiv the Stira between the Gemara Psachim and the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos says Yain is Sayyid. The Gemara Psachim says that one of the Amoraim used to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach so as to whet his appetite to make him hungry and eat matzah l'teyavam. Tos says a lot of it makes you hungry, a little bit of it fills you up. But the point is, okay, little bit fills you up, and therefore it's covered by Birkas HaMazon. Now, however, if you take a look at the Dirshu note 28, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that maybe it's not true for grape juice. Maybe it's not true for grape juice. Who says grape juice fills you up? In other words, is grape juice any different than apple juice? Does apple juice fill you up? Apple juice doesn't fill you up. Maybe grape juice doesn't fill you up either. Maybe it's dafka yayin. So even if you're going to say that, that wine is covered, so maybe grape juice isn't covered. So now we're stuck. Because we said the first svara of adding to your appetite, we're not sure if that's why we drink wine, any wine. And in terms of the second svara, we don't know if that applies to grape juice. So maybe if you make kiddush on grape juice, you should have to make me'ain shalosh before you make hamotzi, or at least before you bench. So there's a third svara, luckily. This is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Tzadi Tes Sifkat Chaf Tes. He says, I'll tell you a different reason. Kiddush is included by benching because Kiddush is shaych to the Suda because of the din of the requirement of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now, since you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda, then even though you made Kiddush and you made the Rabbi Agafen before your meal, even if you're not going to drink more wine during the meal, because that Kiddush is shaych to the Suda because Ein Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda, so therefore it's covered by benching. So we now have three reasons, basically, why when you bench, it covers your Kiddush wine. Either because of the Magen Avraham, that it increases your appetite. We wondered, is that Shayach Bizman Hazeh? Or because it's Sayyid, we wondered. Some poskim say it's not Shayach for grape juice. Or the one that Lechora for sure will work is Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The only thing I thought is that's not a great answer, because then you should need to say a me'ein shalosh after the second cup of wine from the Arba Kosos, or again, before benching, because there's no requirement for Kiddush B'Makom Suda at that point, because you already made Kiddush. So if you have grape juice, okay, if you hold like Rav Moshe, you're not going to have grape juice at the Seder. But if you hold like Rav Moshe, many people do have grape juice at the Seder. There are many Mekila. So they have grape juice at the Seder. It's not wetting their appetite, lemaisa. So maybe they should have to make a main shalosh before they bench. Elamai, no. I think really the answer is we don't hold like Rav Eliashiv. We treat grape juice exactly as wine. There's no difference between grape juice and wine. That's what Rav Nissen Karelitz says. Might be a shtickle, Rav Eliashiv l'shitaso. Rav Eliashiv is not so into grape juice for Kiddush even. We'll talk about that more when we get to Siman Reish Beis Sif Aleph. But that's really the answer. The answer is we treat grape juice as wine, l'chol davar, and therefore even at the Seder, you're okay. What about Rav Eliashiv, though? What about all those people at the Seder who have grape juice for the second cup? L'chora, there'll be some mech on the main shalosh after the fourth cup. So they'll be okay also. Now, does everybody agree to this halacha? We have three reasons why the Birkas HaMazon covers the wine before the meal. But is that universal? The answer is it's not. The Sefer Melchamos Hashem, the Narvei Psachim, as well as the Ran, hold that whether it's Kiddush wine or other wines before the meal, you need a separate bracha achrona. Tosfos Kuf Aleph on the base of Psachim also has such a view. So a number of Rishonim say that when you bench, it doesn't cover your Kiddush wine. And therefore the Bir Halacha writes over here that you should be mechavein to only have a mali lugmav. He says, Chai Adam says the same thing. Don't have a revius. Then you avoid that shayla, because really, Mikra didn't we paskin that the Shir Bracha Chron is a revius. What happens if you did drink a revius? So then, and plus he notes that there are many Mishonim who say that the shear for a bracha achrona for wine is a kezias even. So you surely need a kezias because you have mali lugma, you have a kezias. So therefore, what should you do? So he says the better etza is to have in mind when you bench to potter your Kiddush wine. So this is something probably none of you have done until you learn Siman Kuf Ayin Daled. But that's what you should do. According to the Bir Halacha, when you bench on Shabbos, if you made Kiddush and you had at least a kezias of Kiddush wine, you should think, Hineni Muchan Umezumen, that my benching should include my Kiddush wine, since according to many Rishonim, it will not do it automatically.
You can't drink a Riyat, though?
Well, once you're going to do this, then maybe you could have a revius. I think you could be makel to have a revius if you want a revius. Yes.
Wasn't the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah that a person could have a revius? It's totally mutter then.
It is mutter as long as you have it in mind. I mean, it's mutter even if you don't have it in mind. This is a chumrah. But it's a nice chumrah. It's a very good chumrah. I'll tell you why. Because if you do this every time you bench on Shabbos, you're going to remember the whole sugya of davar lifnei hamazon and acher hamazon. It's like there's so many things you have to remember. So if you have this, you'll as long as you remember every Shabbos to do this, you'll also have in mind all this cheshbon. Okay, let's turn to Sif Zion. We already talked about this a little bit when we did the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. But I'd like to return to this Shaila with some new Ha'aros that come out from here. Remember the Gemara over there asked the Shaila, why do you even make a Bori Pri HaGafen unwind during the meal? It should be covered by the Hamotzi. And the Gemara answered, Shani Yayin Degorin Bracha Liatzmo. So most Rishonim are redacted from here that you see that the Hamotzi will cover drinks during the meal. As if you make hamotzi, it covers your water, your juice during the meal. And really, it should cover wine, except wine is an exception because it's going bracha liatzmo. This is the view of most Rishonim. Though, as we saw, that there are a handful of Rishonim, the Behag, one view in the Machzor Vitri, and others who disagree. And therefore, the halacha is, we say over here in Siv Zion, that even though Mikra didn't we paskin that the Hamotzi will cover your water, let's say, during the meal. If you want to be mistalik minasafek, you could have a sip of water, assuming you're thirsty, before Hamotzi. And as we've seen many times, this shows us that a ribui brachos, to get out of a safek, even if it's just a shita that we don't really paskin like, is okay. That's not shalol tzarech, it's tzarech. Again, this would only work if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you can't make a shafal on water, as we know. Now, what we see, even though we paskin, so we don't, for now we could forget about the sheet of the Behag, we don't paskin like that opinion, we paskin that the Hamotzi does cover water. Does a motzi cover all the water that you drink during the meal? Is that like automatic? So we see a very interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch over here, that indicates that it's not automatic. Rabbeinu Yonah had the following shaila. Let's say a person is thirsty before they eat the bread. In other words, it's clear that the water you drink during the meal, because you're thirsty due to the meal, you're eating salty food, the food makes you thirsty, you want to drink water, that's for sure covered by the hamotzi lipaskin. But let's imagine that you were thirsty before you started, before you made your hamotzi, you're already thirsty. Rinyona says maybe in that case, the hamotzi shouldn't cover that water. Why? Because we can't really say that drinking is because of the meal. So Rinyona says, no, I think it is covered by a chap. Apparently in those days, they felt that sometimes it's damaging to drink water on an empty stomach. So you only are willing to drink your water if you first eat some bread. So then it turns out that the water that you're drinking is also considered machmas hasuda, and therefore it's covered by the bread. And this is paskind in our simin shin ayin dalet, this Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, if that's true, one could argue that it shouldn't apply anymore. Let's say I'm thirsty before I make my hamotzi. So I am not choshesh shema yaziku lo hamayim. I drink water all the time, even though I'm not eating with it. So if that's true, so then maybe I should make a bracha on the water. Again, if I'm thirsty before I made hamotzi. So if you look at the Dir Shunot 36 and Vizos HaBracha at the beginning of Parak Ches, it's page 70 in my edition from Rav Yashav, he says, still, you shouldn't make a shakal on that water. But it's better to drink a little bit of water, make a bracha on the water before hamotzi, or to wait to drink until I'm thirsty also because of my food. Meaning to say as follows, even though we're not really choshesh for the Bahag, even though Shulchan Aruch writes that somebody wants to avoid the safek can make a shakal on the water before their meal, we're not choshesh for that for the most part, right? I don't know anyone who makes a shakal on water before they make hamotzi. But here it's different, because here you're thirsty before you started. And as far as Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not so pashut applies anymore. So really, Mikra didn't hear, probably were Mekel as well. But since it's not pashut, you should avoid the Shaila. So there's two ways to avoid the Shaila. One way to avoid the Shaila is to just eat so that you're thirsty, not just because of your pre-existing thirst, but also because of the meal. Now, the truth is that's actually pretty easy, because bread, challah, is pretty dry. So after you have one or two bites of your challah, you're already going to be thirsty, machmas the meal as well, in which case it's okay. Or alternatively, like we said, that's Rav Yashav's etza, what I just told you, recommendation. Or alternatively, in this case, you could do what the Shulchan Aruch says and make your shakal on your water first. Now, another thing that comes out from this Rabbeinu Yonah,
don't you have to make sure you're thirsty first? How can you make a shakal on the water before being if you're not thirsty, you can't make a shakal? No.
The whole point here is I'm thirsty. What's our shaila, Adam? Shaila is I'm thirsty before I make hamotzi. That's the shaila, right? So since I'm thirsty before I make my hamotzi, the hamotzi doesn't cover the water I'm going to drink. And Rabbeinu Yonah's svara isn't true anymore. So therefore, either make your shakal first and drink some water first. That's great. You should have less than a shear. Or alternatively, eat enough before you drink that your thirst is also, that eating is also contributing to thirst. Mm. Good? Good. Now, what about the following shaila? Let's say, if the whole reason why the hamotzi covers my water during the meal is because the food itself makes me thirsty. So let's say there's something else that makes me thirsty during the meal. Not this case, like I was thirsty from before, but something else is making me thirsty. So the example that we talked about once before is that a chasana, you're dancing. Why are you thirsty? Right? Not because of the meal. Before I started dancing, I was perfectly non-thirsty. I'm thirsty because I ran around for 45 minutes and I'm schwitzy. And that's why I'm thirsty. L'chora, that shouldn't be covered by the hamotzi. So you should have to make a shakal. The minhag, though, is not to make a shakal. Is there any logic for it? Again, if we're talking about after the first dance, you could avoid the shaila because just eat a little bit and then you'll also be thirsty because of the food and you'll be okay. But if we're talking about after the second dance, you're not necessarily even planning to drink, eat anymore, in which case all of your thirst is entirely from the dancing. So if you take a look at the Sefer V'zos HaBracha, Bir Halacha Chaf Vav Os Beis, it's page 267 in mine, from Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, even here, you shouldn't make a bracha on the water. Because you are thirsty, also you're drinking at least, also because of your earlier eating. So I don't know, I don't understand that. Mechatesi. In other words, I wasn't thirsty from my eating, I'm only thirsty because I'm dancing. But maybe there's another tzad why it's not so pasha to make a shahakar. And that is because maybe not everybody agrees to Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah is actually a machlokas. And the Zos HaBracha also points this out. Let's look at the reason why Rabbeinu Yonah, in other words, almost most of the Rishonim Paskin that the emoji does cover the water during the meal, right? But if we look at the reason why, we'll see slightly different formulations. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the reason why the hamotzi covers the water during the meal is because what makes me thirsty? The food, the bread. And that's why when you're thirsty from beforehand, it shouldn't cover it, except for a svara shalo ratza lishtos metchila kedei shalo yaziku l'hamayim, nimtza kishtiyas hamayim besibas hapashi, but it could be that the Rosh disagrees, and it could be that's even Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitaso that we will see when we get to Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Rosh still gives a different answer. The Rosh says that the reason why your hamotzi covers the water is because of what? Ki enachi ablo shtia. You always drink while you eat. And likewise, he says a little later, could be that the Rosh holds, and again, we have to wait till Kuf Ayin Zayin to see this a little more, that all meal-type foods are always included in the hamotzi. Like he said, by meat and fish and daisa and noodles, all those things. And so too, water. And even if epis, you happen to have a situation where the water you drink during the meal is not, you're not thirsty because of the food. But that's sort of similar to meat that's not being melathes esapas, where we say, since it's the derech lelathes esapas that's included by the hamotzi, so too, since water during the meal is usually coming to quench your thirst due to the meal, then it's covered across the board. And if that's true, so then you could argue that according to the Rosh, even though what's prompting this particular thirst isn't dancing, it's still covered by the hamotzi. So that's why it's not so pashut to make a shahakal on your water at the chasana. Now, that's especially true, as I said, for the water you drink after the first dance. After the second dance, it could be that dvarim la'achar asuda, it's less pashut. In fact, we could even argue that there's still a kasholchan, and not only does the bracha rishona not cover it, but even the bracha achrona benching doesn't cover it. We'll talk about that when we do Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. So therefore, lemaisa, I think it's not pashut, the shaila. And the best thing to do is, at chasanas for sure, to make a shahakal on a little bit of water if you're thirsty or something else to potter the water. So if we're talking about the second dance, usually there's some dessert. So maybe you'll find some shahakal. If you didn't make a shahakal before the meal and have in mind this water, find something for dessert that's a shahakol or something like that and potter it. Or again, the best thing to do is before you wash, before you make a motzi, make a shakal on some water, or if you're not thirsty, on some Coke or ginger ale, and have in mind the water you're going to drink for after the dancing. So I think that's a good etzah at chasanas, because I think it's not pashut. It's not pashut to make a bracha, and it's not pashut not to make a bracha. Yes.
I think maybe in the group I previously asked this, I think Ravi said perhaps, but meaning, what if someone were to wait to have the wine? And then
that's fine. You could do that also. I mean, if you make a shahakal on wine, then you're covered anyway.
Meaning, right.
I mean, bring a guffin on wine, then for sure you'd be covered.
Right, so that's another itzatova. Don't drink the wine then, meaning.
Right. If you're going to drink wine at a chasana, then that would also work.
Right.
If you have in mind this water, at least if you had a mali lukbab wine. Oh. Well, let's talk about another shayla. What about ices for dessert? Kartiv. Or ice cream. So I saw, assuming that you make a shahakal on dessert, right? You would make a shahakal if you had candy for dessert. So you should make a shahakal if you have ices for dessert. However, I saw that some poskim, they're quoted in the Piskei Tshuvos over here, in Kuf Ein Zayin Sif Gimel on page Tuf Kuf Chaf Ches, and also this is the opinion of the Or Litzion, quoted in Dirshu Note 7 in Siman Kuf Ein Zayin. They say, you know what? You don't make a shahakal on ices. He's actually machalik. He says ice cream that's very thick, then you would make a shahakal. But on ices, which are just like frozen water, not so thick, kartiv, then you wouldn't make a shahakal. Why? Because it's halachically a mashke. It happens to be in a frozen state right now, but halachically it's still a mashke. And you never make a bracha on a mashke during the meal. So I thought this is a very big chiddush. Because it's not like there's a gzeres hakasav that you have to make you don't make any brachos on a liquid during the meal. It's not a gzeres hakasav. It's only because it's somehow shayach to the meal, shayach to the bread. If it weren't shayach, you wouldn't, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says, if it weren't for the fact that Shema Yezikenu Grono, then if you were thirsty from before the Hamotzi, you'd make a shahakal during the meal. There's no gzeres hakasav. So that being the case, I think that's a very hard thing for me to understand. Maybe he held like the Rush against Rabbeinu Yonah, against the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why he said, no, there is a rule that, like we said, that all liquids, even a kartiv, are included. But other posts can disagree with this. Shevet Alevi, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all quoted in Adir Shino, disagree. They say, I think that you would make a shahakal on the kartiv. What about schnapps? This is a big shayla. Somebody makes a l'chaim during the meal. Do they make a shakal on that, on those schnapps? Now, to understand this, we first have to introduce another question, because the Magen Avraham brings this up over here, Yud Aleph. What's a din if you have food or drink to whet your appetite? We actually talked about it a couple minutes ago by the wine for benching, but now I want to talk about it. Is it covered by bread? In other words, is hamotzi? We know the hamotzi covers the main courses, right? Meat, fish, we don't pass them like Rashi, Daisa. What about if I eat something in order to whet my appetite? La'orer taivas ha'maychol. Does the hamotzi cover that? Is that considered varma by machmas asud, and you don't need to make a bracha, or you do? So the Magen Avraham Sifkat Nir Alef has machlokas between the Maharshal, the Sefer HaChinuch, who both say the hamotzi doesn't cover it, versus the Tur, Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosfos, and others who say it does cover it. So therefore, and how do we paskin? The Magen Avraham has an interesting lashon over here. He says, we always paskin like Tosfos. Li'olam poskin ketosis. It's interesting. So therefore, we paskin that food that's coming to whet your appetite is covered by the bread. So what about schnapps? But he says, by the way, food that's coming to just aid your digestion is not covered by the motzi, because that's not machmas asuda. So what about schnapps? So this not going to it depends when you drink your schnapps. Schnapps at the beginning of the meal, even if you made your hamotzi already, but before you had your main course, most people don't drink those to whet their appetite. Veharaya, people drink schnapps every morning. It's good for, it grows hair on your chest. It's very good, very healthy. So most people, in that case, the shahakol, you would have to make a shahakol and the schnapps towards the beginning of the meal. In the middle of the meal, he says, no, you don't have to make a shakol and the schnapps. Why it's coming? Liftoach, b'nei me'ai, your appetite, and doesn't need to make a bracha. And what about at the end of the meal? At the end of the meal, you drink the schnapps to aid digestion, and therefore you need to make a bracha. So that's pretty complicated. And it's especially complicated for us, because I don't think anyone drinks schnapps to whet their appetite anymore. I think everybody wants less appetite, not more, except if you're sick, right? Why do people make a l'chaim in the middle of their Shabbos meal? Why are they making a l'chaim? Because it's somebody's birthday, it's somebody graduated, somebody you're celebrating. Yes, you're making a l'chaim of art. It's nothing to do with whetting your appetite. Maybe it shouldn't apply any to her. Now, but the Magen Avraham says, the good news is that on Shabbos, you don't have to worry about this. Why? Because Miman of Shech Yotze by Kiddush, right? He made a Bar Gvir Gafen, so the Kiddush one will cover the schnapps, right? Like we said, he's not choshesh for the chayadim. Good. So that's good. So that solves the problem. Except it doesn't really solve the problem, because that's, we said before, it might only be if you drink a Mali Lugma of the Kiddush wine. Okay, not for Adam, right? But if I only had a sip of the Kiddush wine, I didn't make Kiddush, I just had a sip of Kiddush wine, then it's not automatic that my Bar Gvir Gafen from Kiddush will cover my schnapps. Now, this whole idea is it true or anymore? Is that the Kavanah? So if you look at the Nishmas Adam, he writes, it's Taloi in Teva Adam. The Taz also sounds this way at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. In other words, even if at the beginning of the meal it's coming to whet your appetite, then you do not make a bracha. And that's what the Chai Adam writes over here, even at the beginning of the meal, not to make a bracha. This is also the Psak in the Shar Tzion, Sif Katan Mem Beis. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, nowadays, nobody drinks schnapps in order to whet their appetite, and therefore you should always make a shahakol on schnapps. However, if you look at Dirshu, note 42, in the name of Rav Eliashiv, he says, even bizman hazeh, you don't make a bracha. Why? Because sof it is me'orer et ha-te'avon. I don't know. I thought that was a very big chiddush. Mechatesi doesn't do it nowadays. He wants to say, lo mishtanu atfayim. I don't know. But it's even a steer within Rav Eliashiv, because if you look at Dirshu note 43 by Perush Regilin Lahavi B'tchila Sasuda, there he quotes from Rav Eliashiv as saying, you do have to make a bracha, kevan she'en das b'nei adam l'hamshich b'zes taiva samachal. In other words, even if it is mamshich as taiva samachal, that's not your intention. So there's a stira if you go by das or b'thoa. L'maisa, as I said, the Mishnah Brura recommends here too, you should do the Eitza of the Mechaber. Make a shahakol at the beginning on water or something, or have your schnapps before your hamotzi, because since it's so unclear. So if you want to know when should you have your l'chaim, if you drink enough wine from the kiddush, then fine. If you didn't drink wine by the kiddush, or you didn't drink enough, so then make your l'chaim before your hamotzi. But again, if you drink a little bit of wine, it's actually a suffix, so that's also a problem. So don't drink any wine, and then make your l'chaim. Fine. Now, as I said before, the schnapps at the end of the meal, the Magen Avraham says, for sure, you need to make a shahakal on it. That's again, Magen Avraham Kofayin Dalet Yud Aleph, and also in Simen Reish Yud Beis. He says the same thing. And then the Chai Adam adds, so if that's, why? Because why do you drink the schnapps at the end of the meal? For what reason? To aid digestion. So then the Chai Adam says, nearly do I drink your shosek coffee? Daito la'akel. Oh. So according, what's the din? If you have coffee for dessert, this always happens, right? They serve tea or coffee for dessert. Do you have to make a shakol? Says the Chai Adam, yeah, make a shakol in that cup of coffee. Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Lamites, quotes this Chai Adam. He says, ve'eno mochrach. I assume what this means, it's not mochrach, it's ba'la'akel. In other words, people drink coffee not just to aid digestion. He would agree if it's taka there for to aiding digestion. That's why he says by schnapps you do make the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah isn't so sure the chayadim is wrong. So he says, what should you do when you want to have coffee for dessert? Nachon shivarich mitzchila al ma'at zucker liftor asakavi. So have a little, make a shakal on the sugar. Now,
why does he?
That only really works the way the old Europeans used to drink their sugar. That, you know, sugar is like a candy, and you know, they used to have a sugar cube, a candy. Otherwise, it's not really so shaykh for us. It might not even be might even be machmasuda. So this isn't so pashat. Okay,
you could just have a candy now instead.
If you want to have a candy, not every time somebody wants to have a coffee at the end of the meal, they don't want a candy.
They can push themselves. Push themselves.
Okay. If you want to be machmir, you can. Fine. Let's just say one last thing quickly on sifches, and then we'll stop. So sifches. So before you drink a cup of wine, we say savri, not birshus. What's that all about? So the Shiboli Aleket explains that when you get wine in the middle of the meal, so you don't need to be notel rishos. Why? Because everybody makes their own bracha, as the Gemara says, on the wine in the middle of the meal. Because ain't based on b'liya panu. It's machlokas, we've shown him what that means. But lemaisa, we paskin. But according to some rishonim, what could you do? You can say savri, and that calls everybody to attention. And it's not asking rishus, it's basically getting everybody's attention because they're in the middle of the meal. So that's why you say savri rabosai. So everybody stops eating and they listen to the bracha and they could properly say amen.
Do we say savri or savri rabosai? Everyone does a different thing.
Whatever you want. Now, so the Shibul Elekat said savri rabosai. Now, if that's true, so then that doesn't apply for Kiddush or Birkas Hamazon when you bench al kos. However, it's like a low plug. Since we say savri in the middle of the meal, we also say savri for Kiddush. Kiddush lo tachlok. Where does l'chaim come from? That's a different part. That's because lo nivra ma yayin el lamari nefesh. Sometimes people drink wine because they're sad. So we're saying, no, this is for l'chaim. Anyway, now the Mishnah Berurah writes, okay, so now we know why we say savri for Kiddush, for wine at the middle of the meal, and for birkas hamazon. But what about at a chuppah? What about at a bris milah? No, you ever get the bracha at a bris milah? Ever say savri? Nobody ever says savri. So the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, both addressed that question. Mishnah Berurah is over here, Sivkatan Namvav. So he says, no, we don't say savri there because it's only because you need netilas rishus for the yayin. And savri, rabosai, is b'makom netilas rishos. And at a chuppah and a mila, you don't need to be notel rishos. So therefore, you don't need to say savri. So I didn't understand that. Why don't you need to be notel rishos? First of all, there might be a gadol mibanu, right? So maybe you'll say, okay, they used to give the most chashev person to make this bracha. Or the Baal HaBayis asked you anyway, right? The Baal HaSimcha asked you. But still, it's not so pasha because we know that we always, Derech HaNava is to be notel rishos, like we do every time we lead the Zimun, for example. So I don't know. I don't understand the reason of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we will stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up on Sunday with Kuf Ayin Vav. I assume everybody finished Kuf Ayin Dalet already, right? Great. So Kuf Ayin Vav is very short. You'll, I guess you'll tell me at the time how far you got. How far did you get in Kuf Ayin Vav? Did you finish that also?
We finished today.
And did you start Kuf Ayin Zayin?
No, we did not.
All right, so maybe we'll just do Kuf Ayin Vav, which is going to be very short. Well, very short chabur on Sunday. And hopefully you'll be finished Kuf Ayin Zayin surely by Tuesday. And we'll already start Reish Beis on Tuesday. Okay, good.
The revise is make